Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. One Nation has announced their candidate in Singleton's industrial estate today for the Upper Hunter by-election. New South Wales leader Mark Latham was rumoured to be taking the job, but instead he has endorsed local businessman Dale McNamara. At the press conference this morning, Dale McNamara said coal is pivotal to the Upper Hunter and it can't go anywhere.
The Upper Hunter cannot survive if we haven't got coal. And these guys are just pulling the wool over our eyes. And I think the people in the Upper Hunter are smart enough to know they've had a gutful. And I'm telling you, I get something done and I'm going to get it done. And I'm going to stand up for the people of the Upper Hunter.
Meantime, another independent candidate has come forward for the election on May 22. Tracy Norman, the former Dungogshire mayor, has come forward as an independent, adding to the now 9-horse race, which as of today also includes the New South Wales Greens candidate. Upper Hunter Shire councillor Sue Abbott has put her hand up to be the Greens candidate. Two other news, and the company behind the Bowmans Creek Wind Farm have lodged their environmental impact statement and it's now on public exhibition. Epuron are planning to build around 60 wind turbines near McCully's Gap, 10 k's east of Musselbrook. There are information sessions this evening at McCully's Gap and tomorrow at Hebden. You must book though, so call 6575 2000 to arrange. Julian Kesby, project manager, says it's taken a while to get to this step, but they're here.
The EIS is the environmental assessment that we've been working on for the last 2 years. It's an environmental assessment of the project and it's the main document that the Department of Planning will consider when making their determination.
And motorists are being reminded the main access road to the Barrington Tops from Gloucester is still closed. The Forestry Corporation still has the Barrington Tops Forest Road, Scone Road from the Gloucester side shut after significant damage in the last sort of bad weather. The road is closed between Cobark Park and Honeysuckle picnic areas. There is no reopen date at this stage. Campgrounds and visitor precincts located on the plateau can be accessed from the western side via Aberdeen and Scone. The Singleton Bulls are ready for their season that kicks off this weekend. After a year off, the Newcastle Hunter Rugby Union is back with the Bulls travelling to Maitland to open their season. They've had a successful pre-season, making history when they won the Mick Wale Curry Sevens tournament and finishing at top three at the Armidale Sevens tournament. They also held off Hamilton in a trial match last month. The weekend after kick-off is a bye for the Blues. I'm Jessica Rouse and that's your latest local news and sport.